This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. If there's anything you miss on the program today, you can get it on the app. It is our podcast that we put up daily. All right?
Yep.
All right, Mr. Beast. All right, if you're on social media at all, you've seen Mr. Beast. More than likely, he's out there. How much was it you said this guy makes?
He's worth
Like millions.
Well, he also got a deal. He signed a deal with Amazon Prime.
Yeah,
right?
there is a rumor that he makes $700 million a year.
Yeah,
what's he do on Prime?
Yeah, they're gonna give him a show. Doing
all right, the stunt is this, and I guess he does these challenges all the time. I do follow the guy, but I don't read a lot about him, to be honest with you. But he put a guy in a grocery store. He bought the grocery store. Put a guy at the grocery store, and he gives the guy $10,000 a day for existing and living in the store. Now, the guy's allowed to eat everything in the store, anything in the store, I should say, and it's fully stocked. So, make $10,000? I think I could do it. I think it'd be a good little thing for me. All right, here we go.
I just bought this entire grocery store, which includes enough food to literally feed an entire city. And then I decided to trap this random guy inside. And every day you live here, I will give you $10,000 in a grocery cart.
That's wild, dude. Let's go.
Well, I'll give it to you in 24 hours.
Oh, okay.
This challenge could literally make Alex a multi-millionaire, which in theory means he could be in here for years. And it starts right now.
All right, Jimmy's gone. Why would I ever leave?
And I'd never leave.
Well, yeah.
I'd be there forever.
I know, right? I mean, at least he gets some interaction. Like I was telling you about the other guy who went crazy in the apartment and they left him then, you know, they took out stuff every day. But he was going crazy because he didn't have anybody to talk to. At least this guy, were people going in the grocery store?
No, it was just him there alone.
Oh, so he might go crazy too.
He has to stay there by himself. From what I understand with the, with what I read, that he stays in the grocery store. He is alone. Nobody else is allowed in. But he eats whatever he wants to in the grocery store, fully stocked, and he gets $10,000 a day.
And then how long did he stay in there?
45 days.
Really? 45.
Yeah. Wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah. And it was a big building that he put out on the outside. It said Mr. Beast Grocery Store. So It wasn't like a Safeway or something. It was something that he just had set up
A
warehouse.
All right. All right. Gotcha.
Man.
Yeah. But he was in solitary confinement.
Oh, yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. That's what's funny. Money doesn't even like... How do I explain this? Money, even though like you think like you would do anything for money, It doesn't change interaction with people.
No.
Yeah, right.
It's not worth it.
I'm surprised he didn't stay longer.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Yeah.
That's what you think would happen,
right?
But people go crazy.
Because I feel like I could.
But they need interaction.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you read those Guinness Book of World Records, the records that they break, you feel like that you could do that. It's like, why did I think of that? I could be in the Guinness Book of World Records, but it's a little bit more difficult than what you think it is,
exactly.
I guess. And without that people interaction that you're talking about, yeah, I guess you'd go stir crazy. But the guy got $500,000 out of it.
But so. You want to be a trucker so you don't have to talk to people.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I think you're exactly right, Jamie. I think something like this is right down my alley
I do too.
Because I love isolation. Yeah. So I think getting $10,000 a day and all the frozen food I can eat.
Should they give them a microwave at least?
I don't know. I would guess a grocery store would have some way to cook some of that stuff.
Yeah, you would think so. Did he have like a cell phone? Did he have a TV or anything like that?
I didn't see it. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know. Because
that
think
would be hard. Especially for you. If you couldn't watch horse racing or any other sports, I give you 2 days.
Or not knowing what was happening in the world. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, I need a little bit of the interaction with gambling. That's all I need. If I have that, I'm content, right? All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Show, I'm sorry, I started that wrong.
What's going on over there?
I tried to stop something from firing, and I couldn't do it.
Oh, yeah, no, you sure
I got consumed.
Didn't. Yeah.
All right, let me tell you the truth, though, okay?
Okay, sure.
All right. I got 1 second here. Let me get my headphones on. All right, let me tell you the truth about something. Something that's really bothering me right now.
Oh, no.
It is. It's got me angry. All right. It's that lottery ticket.
Oh my God.
And I'm being serious with you. I don't know why.
What is going on?
I can't get this off my mind.
Okay.
You guys have ruined my day for me. You really have.
Okay.
No. To know. And Jamie, you know me.
Yeah.
You know me. I have obsessed.
You have obsessed.
Over winning big bucks with the lottery.
You have. Okay? That is a true story.
Love to talk about
it.
Love to see stories of people that actually cash in.
And I've mentioned to you over the years, like, hey, I think we bring up the lottery too much. You seem to be really obsessed with it.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. You do. And I like to find, these articles out there about the most drawn numbers.
Yep.
And I like to pass that along to people because I think people do buy tickets and dream of winning. Just the lucky places to go to, like a liquor store. I've often said that, by the way, that $1.13 billion,
uh-huh,
liquor store.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Liquor store ticket.
Yep.
The guy picked his own numbers, too. Well, I find out this morning, because we knew that somebody in Colorado had won $1 million. Now, that could be anywhere. Now, think about this for a minute, okay? And this is the thought process that I'm going through right now. That ticket could be anywhere in the state of Colorado. Durango, Grand Junction.
Are we going to do this?
I'm going to go through every major city, Jamie, if you don't mind. This
Leadville.
Is me.
Leadville.
This is me.
Don't forget Leadville.
Me trying to feel better about this, okay?
Okay. All right.
I walk in here this morning.
Glenwood Springs. Don't forget that one.
Glenwood Springs. Edwards.
Meeker.
Yeah. Oh, Meeker. One. Yeah.
Could be anywhere in the state,
yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
JB, first thing out of her mouth this morning. Do we know where they won?
Wait, when did I start sounding like that? Do they know where we won?
Do we know where that ticket was sold? Schmidl, doing his due diligence as a producer of the show.
Right.
Gets online. He starts looking it up. And sure enough, they find it. The $1 million ticket in the Mega Millions sold right here in the state of Colorado. Could have been anywhere. Could have been anywhere.
Meeker.
I love Meeker.
Is at the Safeway right next to my house.
Right next. Like, he could walk there if he was a walker.
You would literally probably go every single day.
I'm so angry. Most drawings, I go to that store and buy tickets.
Yes, you do.
Not this one.
Not this time.
Why are you guys so happy about this?
It's just kind of funny that you went with the Powerball Pete like parade.
It's just the ultimate irony, dude.
It really is. Yeah. That's true.
I mean, this is your livelihood.
Yeah.
Anywhere, Meeker, anywhere in the state of Colorado, this ticket could have been sold.
But it was right next to your house where you go every single day.
I have a shopping list to go to that store today. I am not going to that store today.
The thing is, you can't buy a lottery ticket there now.
Yeah.
It's gone. That moment's gone for that store.
Unbelievable. I mean, literally, the store sold the ticket. I mean, even if I bought tickets there and not won, at least I could look at my tickets going, oh my God, it was sold at the same store and I've got a ticket from that store. And just that rush. But I don't have one.
But here, can I give you some good news? After taxes, it wouldn't be that much money.
Did you see what that billionaire guy gets after
taxes? But what after taxes do you get after $1 million?
Oh.
You probably get about $300,000 here.
See?
Yeah, probably something like that.
Yeah, that's chump change for you, buddy boy.
No, you would get about $550,000 to $600,000.
After state and federal?
Yeah. It's not going to be more than 40%.
I thought it was about 40%.
I don't know.
Well, 40% 600. You'd get 600.
Yeah. Oh, 40%. I thought they took out 40%.
They do. 40% of a million is 400,000.
Right.
And so you would get 600.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I like how it always comes yeah. back. With,
yeah. He just folded.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
I didn't say 300.
What is that
I said 600.
It's not passive aggressive. What is that?
I don't know.
What is that thing? Gaslighting.
Yeah. Is that that's what it is?
Yeah. I'm not trying to make him think that I came up with that idea. I'm just giving up. you're right.
He
yes.
literally just well, the math. I'm just going with the math. Is 40%. Yeah. You get 600.
Yeah. I'm not good at math, so I just
I just give it up because I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I'm giving up because I'm freaking stupid about this.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I saw, and I got it here somewhere.
We think, though, we can I just tell you one thing before you tell me that?
Yeah.
We, behind your back, again.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do.
Oh, I'm fine with that.
We think Lisa won.
Yeah.
I know.
Secretly.
I got it. And you might be right. You might be right because she goes to that store also.
I know.
And you're thinking, because her and I had this conversation about if you win the $1 million or $1 billion, whatever, would you tell the other person?
Right.
And I think we both came to the conclusion I wouldn't tell you.
Right.
All right? That's kind of how we both came out of this.
She might secretly have $680,000.
Yeah, like why else would you bring that up?
No, you're
specifically
right.
Specifically that.
Yeah. No, you could be right. Now, here's a couple of things that, and you guys have.
Can you imagine she's sitting on that kind of money?
Oh, man. And you have no idea.
You have no idea. And she's just like loving life.
Right now. Here's a couple of things I brought up to for me to kind of satisfy myself that she didn't win.
Okay.
All right. Which I don't know if I wanted to win or not.
Wow.
Because I don't know if I'd get a piece of it.
Awful.
I don't know if I'd get a piece of it.
No,
all right, listen.
But that's
listen.
So awful. All right. She's your life partner.
Yeah. She did. And I mentioned this earlier in the program. She did come to bed last night consumed about the drawing. Consumed, because she kept saying something about the Powerball. I'm checking the Powerball numbers, blah blah blah. I've never heard her say that. Never heard her say that ever. All right, and I use that as, or I just said that, stating that she didn't win.
No,
that
no,
she
no.
Didn't
she,
win.
That's a way
saying,
to throw you off.
Yeah,
that's
she
a
way
sets
to throw me off
off
by
you
that.
Off.
Yeah.
The other thing is,
that's what I would do. I would be like, oh my god, if I knew I won, right? Yeah. I would be Elisa right now. I'd be like, do you think I won? Oh my god, is there any chance? What were the numbers? And I, in my head, going, I already know because I won $1 million.
Well, and I'm looking at my phone, and the first text I get this morning from her is not in a good mood. Okay.
Okay.
I would think that if you won the $1 million, your first text of the morning to the person that you're never going to tell that you won the $1 million would be an upbeat, happy text.
Oh, okay. All right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. You would text, oh, hope you have a wonderful day today, hun, because I'm going to have a blast. I just won $1 million. You would think.
Right.
You wouldn't come out of the gates in the morning complaining.
Right.
Okay?
Well,
she's complaining
she's
about me not finishing the homework last night for Friday. I don't think
unless
that
she's just staying on the track she knows.
Well, and she knows you. So if she did sound upbeat, that would throw you off.
And
like,
even if
onto
you,
her.
Even if you had $1 million, I'd still be pissed off that my husband didn't help me with the kid.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that doesn't change that.
Frog lied to me.
$1 million doesn't fix that.
Yeah.
Frog lied to me.
So it's on Frog.
Yeah, it's on Frog because he lied to me last night.
Kid, right?
Let me tell you what happened, okay?
All right, he missed 5-year-old.
He's had strep throat.
Okay.
Missed a couple of days of school.
Yeah.
Why they give out homework in preschool, I have no idea. It's not, well, kindergarten.
Yeah.
I don't even know why they do the homework thing. But he brings home homework every week, and our policy has been to do it the first night, and we get it all done because it's turned in on Friday, right?
Right.
But he missed, so he was backlogged a little bit with the homework.
Right.
Okay. So she helped him the night before. They did 2 pages of homework. There was like 6, okay? They did 2 pages. So last night, I'm going to help him.
Right.
Well, when we go into his room to do the homework, he says, Dad, Mom and I cut a deal.
He says the word cut a deal?
Well, he said something like we made a deal or something
okay,
like that.
Right. Yeah, I don't think that 5-year-old says we cut a deal.
Hey, Dad, Mom and I cut a deal. We cut a deal, and we're doing 2 a night, and that way all 6 will be done by Thursday night, and I turn it in on Friday.
Uh-huh.
Well, I fell hook, line, and sinker because 2 pages is a piece of cake, and I'm out of there.
Well,
I'm going to watch basketball.
Because you tell them the answers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be honest. I got a horse race coming up. Hey, here it is. A, B, C, D, E.
If you're 6 years old, do you know that pig rhymes with dig? He didn't know. He thought it was pit. No pit, son. It's pig rhymes with dig. Right, anyway.
Okay, yeah.
So we did the two pages of homework. That was the deal.
Okay.
Deal. Well, I guess it wasn't a deal. I guess we were supposed to do it all. And that's why the bad mood, and that's why I think the bad mood tells me she didn't win $1 million.
No, I go back to if my husband is incompetent, $1 million doesn't fix it.
My God.
This is true because billionaire, their wives still get mad at them.
Yeah,
it doesn't
matter.
It
doesn't matter. Jeff Bezos, that's
Lauren Sanchez runs his show. Yeah.
Yep.
She runs it.
Yep. Oh my God, you didn't shine my Rolex.
You didn't get a big enough yacht. Let's get a bigger one.
The $1 million in the Mega Millions, won at the Safeway, South Kipling, just south of King Carroll.
Yeah. Sorry. And now it's shot.
Footsteps from my front door.
You know, you'll never, ever win $1 million.
No.
No.
You have to think about that every day for the rest of your life.
It's oh, Schmidl's loving this. You can hear it in his voice. He's loving this.
So you forgot your phone today. What a comeback.
Do you think you'll ever be a millionaire?
Not at this pace. I don't know. No. I think that if you added up equity and did all that, you know, maybe threw in a couple of life insurance policies. Which I'm sure is secretly taken out on me.
Here, sign this.
I'm probably worth more than I know I am.
But you have to be dead to get it.
I got to be dead. Somebody's going to be a millionaire. Yeah. Not me. Not me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
BJ and Jamie.
Hello, it's 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday morning, opening day of baseball. Rockies play tonight, but they're out of town. The opening day is not until next Friday when Tampa Bay comes here to take on the Rockies. The Rockies also charging. If you want to see them play baseball, you got to pay for it. You got to pay $100. Jamie, who are you looking at with the binoculars this morning?
Sorry. There's a guy, and he's not moving in his car.
Oh.
He's like not moving at all. It's weird.
It ain't good.
No, but he might be sleeping.
Huh.
I can't see his head. I can just see his arms.
Yeah, sometimes we get some nappers out there in the parking lot. I've caught a couple of people taking a little snooze.
Maybe he's just
during the
napping.
Day.
Yeah. Anyway.
Hey, speaking of which, here's something that I was kind of telling you off air until you went and grabbed the binoculars and found the guy in the car more interesting.
About your tiny wiener?
No. No. Sorry. I think we're going to see some more news, not good either, about Tiger Woods very, very soon.
Oh, yeah. You were saying he doesn't look good.
No, he doesn't.
You said he looks like he's on the drugs again.
Really? Or alcohol.
Yeah.
Something. Yeah. He's on something. He looks a little bloated. He looks a little disheveled. Yeah, I think we're going to see him in the news again. Mm. He showed up yesterday, or maybe it was the day before. I'm not really sure. His son is on a golf team, Charlie.
Right.
Is on a golf team that won the state championship in Florida.
His kid is amazing.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's pretty good. And he showed up for the award ceremony last night or the night before.
Uh-huh.
And his ex-wife, what's her name? Elon?
Yeah, some kind of weird name.
Elon?
Yeah, Elon Musk.
She showed up. She showed up also because she's there to support Charlie, obviously. And, man, she looks good. She looks really good. And you can tell by looking at the pictures, man, he knows he's screwed up by losing her. She was a good
He
woman.
Literally looks like
he
that.
Looks
like,
and
he
does.
Does?
So much regret
Jimmy,
on his
gotta,
face.
You've got to see these pictures.
I'm trying. Spadils can't seem to Google
and
it.
And she's there with
Where is the picture? Can you tell us?
The one I'm looking at is on Daily Mail, and but I've seen it all over the place.
I'm on People.
Yeah. Okay, so. All right.
Who is it? I was hyper-focused on the Tiger Woods thing.
Tiger Woods.
It's Tiger Woods.
Oh, yeah. It's still Tiger Woods? Okay.
And like the picture I'm looking
I started
at.
Reading, and as soon as I'm reading, I can't hear anything. I don't know why.
Oh, you
I
just
can
tune
only,
us out?
I can only read or I can listen. I can't.
Really?
You can't multitask?
Right. Yeah.
The pictures
that
are him
crazy.
At the awards ceremony of the high school championship of golf. Charlie
wins.
Oh, my
God. He's making me crazy because I can see 8 times where he should have pushed on the button.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Spadil.
So the picture you're looking for is that he's looking at his ex with his two with the son, and
mind.
He's just like got his arms to his side crossed. Okay,
keep in mind, Spadil won $60 this week and went straight to the dispensary.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's why he can't multitask.
Right, listen. The picture of Tiger Woods, he's got that look on his face like, man, oh man, I cannot believe I lost this woman. I cannot believe it. And not only that, she's there with that strapping young man that she hangs with.
Oh, she had a baby with him.
She did?
Yeah, she had a baby with him.
Oh, and she's got the baby in the picture.
And he's much younger than her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't he a baseball player or something?
Right.
Something like that.
Yeah, and I think that kid that she had a baby with, the other guy, that kid looking at this picture here, that kid's cuter than Charlie, too.
Wow. Wow. So
that would rub you the wrong way also.
Hey,
but yeah, when you look at these pictures, Jamie.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods has a look, and Carson, you saw it too.
Yep.
He has a look like, man, why the 14 hookers? Why?
Ruined his life.
Oh, my God. I don't think he looks bloated. I think he looks muscular.
No. I'm talking about his face. Look at his face. He's got that look on his face like he had every time he got popped.
Oh, my God. You know? You're so rude.
And then when you see him. No.
I'm looking at it.
Remember
when
he went to that golf tournament and he had to pull out because he was jacked up?
Yeah, but you don't think he looks muscular? I think his arms look great.
Oh, I think his body looks fine. Yeah. I'm just going by the facial because around his eyes and all that looks a little puffy. And normally he gets that look when he gets all sauced.
BJ, the expert in Tiger Woods and his facial expressions.
I'm going to tell you right now, I love Tiger Woods. There are so many people that hate the guy. I love Tiger Woods. I think he is the greatest golfer to ever play the game. Unbelievable. And if he's on, if he's playing the Masters or whatever, I'm watching.
By the way, I'm going to be on Rico's new show.
You are?
Yeah. What? Yeah, on his golfing show. You know, because he went
Rico
to...
Rico golf?
He has a golfing
show? Oh, he's a great golfer.
Oh, I had
but
no
he has
idea.
A golfing show?
He's getting a golfing show, yeah.
What?
And they want only, you know, expert golfers like
what
myself.
What are you doing? Renovating greens or something?
No, he's a golfer. He's a great golfer. He's like almost scratch. What?
Jamie.
Yes.
I've played golf.
Yeah, he only wants the best
BS
of the best.
You can't BS a BSer, okay? You cannot BS a BSer, okay?
Okay, do you want to look at it?
Listen.
Or do you want to look
Have
at
you
the
lied
text?
To him about your game or something?
No,
because
I...
your game is not TV quality.
Yes, it is.
You're just like me.
You're just jealous.
You're good. I mean, I'll tell
look,
you, you're good.
Him,
you got
I
a good swing.
I sent him this
but
picture.
But you are not...
I sent him that picture.
Oh, my God. That picture does not. It does not equate into your game. Okay.
Oh, look at that swing.
I'll post it. I'll post it. Yeah. I go, look at my form.
Good
and
form.
He goes, he wrote, this is to Rico. Rico to the rescue. And I said, here's my form. It's on. I said, it's fire.
It's fire.
I said, my form is fire. He goes, damn, not bad. You down to do out of the rough with Rico? That's the name of his show.
Out of the rough?
Yeah.
Maybe.
And I'm like, yeah, don't ask BJ because he's a horrible golfer.
Oh, my God.
No, but what he needs to ask me is about you. It's what he needs to ask. I've never played a round of golf where Jamie ever finished.
She's never ask if you're only doing like 9 holes.
Yeah. She's never finished any round that I've ever played
she's
with her.
She's good for at least one.
Ever.
But isn't that an impressive picture of me? I'll post it on Facebook and be like, hi, you can see me soon on Out of the Rough with Rico.
Now that's gaslighting right there. Making him believe that you're a good golfer.
Yeah. and leading him down a path of a show that's going to be one episode.
Yeah.
And it's over. Because Jamie quit.
No, I am a great driver. I'm a great driver. But my short
to
game.
To the course?
No, I'm a great driver. My short game is not exactly amazing.
But no, it's not got anything to do with your driving or your short game. It's your attitude. You quit. You get tired of it. You get bored.
I do get bored.
It's your attitude. It's got nothing to do with your game per se.
I'm just saying. I mean, golf does get boring. And so, like, right around hole number 10, I'm like, okay, let's...
If Rico wants to do an entire episode on how to keep your bag strapped to your cart because Jamie keeps loosing it up so it'll fall and wreck your clubs, okay, yuck, yuck. Let's do that show. Rico, if you're listening to the program, a huge mistake. Huge. Dude, call me.
Oh, my
call
God.
Me. On the bad phone. Call me. Call me.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.